Major General Lul Roy Kong, the South Sudan People's Defense Force spokesperson, says the army is preparing to send a battalion of 750 soldiers to the Democratic Republic of Congo. The SSPDF troops will take part in the East African Regional Force, mandated to restore peace in the country's restive east.
They are still under training while the government is exploring ways of giving them the necessary arms. They have been undergoing training for the last 6 months. So that in terms of training, they are more ready to go for the mission. But of course, like I've said, that for them to go for a regional mission, to be given the necessary combat support unit.
Kong says the troops were selected from the various units of the SSPDF, the military police, the National Security Service, and the engineering corps. He says the international arms embargo on South Sudan hinders efforts to provide the necessary ammunition, but says the government will work with the regional leaders to resolve the matter. In May, the United Nations Security Council extended the arms embargo for 1 year. Last week, South Sudan's President Salva Kiir renewed calls to end the embargo imposed, saying the country needs arms to defend itself against external threats. The military spokesman did not reveal the exact date soldiers will go to DRC, but says the government is still working on releasing funds for the deployment.
This force that is supposed to go to Congo, there must be a way for them to be armed. And one of the ways is for sanctions to be lifted so that we are able to arm them, or at least it should be waived, or the regional leaders should find a way of helping us in arming this force so that they contribute towards peace and stability in East and Central Africa.
Speaking after inspecting the parade of a battalion preparing to go to DRC yesterday, the Presidential Advisor on National Security, Tut Galwak, called on them to represent South Sudan in a professional manner and portray a good image of the country.
You are now going to represent South Sudan, and we are confident because when our army goes on mission outside South Sudan, it performs its duty to the fullest. We are confident that you will be the best army to participate in Congo and all African countries. I want you to be number one and to be at the forefront, and your leadership will visit you not only here but also visit you wherever you go. The leadership of the state and President Salva Kiir assure that this year is to build a big national army. We don't want to be tribal anymore. We want the army of South Sudan. We want you to raise the flag and the name of South Sudan and raise the citizen of South Sudan.
In August, the South Sudan cabinet approved $6.69 million to deploy troops in the DRC. The South Sudanese force will join over 900 Kenyan troops who arrived in Goma in mid-November. Uganda also said it would send 1,000 soldiers under the EAC force. Leaders of the East African community resolved to send a joint force to deal with multiple armed groups in the DRC after the country became the seventh member of the bloc in April. The resurgence of the M23 rebel group in May this year prompted regional and international efforts to end the decades-long insecurity in eastern Congo. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Juba.